did it. You have found your judgment-free zone, the Her Dinero Matters podcast, a bilingual podcast for women who want to become reinas of their money and love their dinero more. I am your host, Jen Hemphill, a former extreme frugalist turned reina of your money advocate. Each week, I'm going to help you rein your money like that queen that you are with inspiring interviews and panel discussions from La Comunidad Latina and with solo episodes sharing simple, actionable tips and strategies. Thanks for spending some time with me today. And now let's jump into today's dose of money confidence. Hola, ¿qué tal? It is Jen Hemphill, your host, and I've got a mini episode for you today. And basically why we're doing this is that we are on break here at the Her Dinero Matters podcast headquarters. But while we are on break, it's also a good time for you to stay in action, but in a different way. Continue doing what you're doing, but you want to pause for a moment and assess how you are doing so you can see where to improve, what challenges you are having, and so forth. So that is what this month is about. It's not adding more content or for you to do more, but it's really assessing how you're doing. And I'm guiding you exactly how to do this. Before we get started, I want to make sure though that you are aware of the Cafecito Lounge only available on the Himalaya app. There you get office hours with me, bonus episodes, PDFs, and you can try it for free with the code DINERO. The link is in the show notes so that you can go ahead and get started. So again, during this month, we will be pausing for a moment for all of the things that we have going on in our financial life and just really assessing what is going on. So this is what we're going to be doing this month. Today, I've got a mini episode all about cleaning up that spending. Next week, I got a replay on breaking down those no spend challenges. So if you're interested in doing that to clean up your spending, you're seeing what I'm doing there, you can do that in a more strategic way. Then the week after that, it will be spring cleaning on your savings so you can save more money. And the week after that, there will be another replay with a guest that I had on last year when this podcast was Her Money Matters, who wrote a book called The 30-Day Money Cleanse. All right, so it is time to look at what you have been spending this year. So we're in the third month of the year. What does that spending look like? So the first thing you want to look at or analyze or assess, however you want to think about it, has your spending the past few months, has it been aligned with your goals? So you want to take a moment or go through your receipts or go through your statements, probably faster if you go through your statements, especially if you're using a debit card or a credit card. But if you've been doing cash spending, hopefully you have a receipt chain or if you've been keeping track of that spending. So you want to look at that spending and ask yourself and just be real with yourself because you have to be real with yourself and honest with yourself to progress. Is that spending aligned with your goals? If not, why are you spending on these things, right? So you want to ask yourself. Now, there's no wrong or right answer. It's just a question for you to figure out what is going on with your spending. So if it's not aligned with your goals, how can you take that spending out or have your goals change? So think about that, all right? So that's number one. You want to look at the spending and see if it's aligned with your goals. And if it's not aligned with your goals, you want to figure out, are your goals changing? Are they evolving? Or are they staying the same? And you just need to stop spending on those areas that aren't aligned with your goals. Okay. Then, so as you look through those statements, are there some expenses you don't need anymore? And that could be some subscriptions. Let's say, I know a bunch of people use Netflix. But for some reason, you have a subscription and you don't touch it, right? You don't even use it. So why are you keeping it? Just, there's no need to keep it if you're not using that Netflix, right? Or maybe there's another, subscriptions are really a big one. And then maybe there are some excursions to a restaurant, right? That maybe are too frequent or the coffee shop. things of that sort. So what are some of those expenses that you don't need anymore? And I want you to decide for yourself what that is and what that word means to you, because what you think you need is different from what I think I need, right? So you make that call yourself. So are there some expenses you don't need anymore? If there are, then obviously get rid of them. Number three, what are some spending habits that you have that if minimized can save you some money? This goes back to maybe some coffee habits or some eating out, maybe more frequently, those type of things. So what are some of those spending habits? Figure out what those spending habits are for you. Maybe you like to shop at the mall because maybe you pass by the mall and you happen to just walk in there and do some shopping. So what are those spending habits for you that if minimized, you can save some money? I notice I'm not telling you to get rid of it completely. I'm just saying minimize it. By how much? That is up to you. Okay. Or the other thing you can minimize or you can also do a no spend challenge this month for that one particular thing. I just ask you to focus on one thing and go from there. And you can refer to episode 190 on how to get most out of that no spend challenge. And actually, we will also be doing a replay of that episode next week. Then number four, you want to make sure whatever expenses you get rid of, that you look at the total amount of that dollar amount of those expenses, because that's the money you're what saving, right? So if you're not spending on X amount of things anymore, total up that dollar amount and automatically put that savings to work. So since you're not spending on, I don't know, whatever that may be, you cancel some subscriptions or you found some areas that you were spending, but you're not using anymore. If you total that dollar amount, then decide what you're going to do with it. So yes, it's fantastic to find that savings or to stop spending in some areas that no longer serve you. But I want you to put that savings to work, because if you don't, it's going to disappear, guaranteed. You and I know this. So make sure that you put that savings to work, whether it's a savings account, whether it's towards debt, whether it's towards maybe some extra in retirement, whatever that is, maybe to travel, you decide. You know what your goals are. You know what your priorities are. Have confidence that you know what to do. All right. So that's number four. And number five, then once you make those changes, you make those necessary, then you have to go to your budget and you make those necessary changes on your budget. So let's say, and I'm making something up here, let's say that you're minimizing your eating out spending by $100 a month, then you need to go to your budget and take that $100 out from your eating out line item and put it to either your savings item or whatever, wherever you decided that that money was going to go to. All right. So there were five things. Number one, you want to look at if your spending is aligned with your goals. Number two, you want to look at, are there some expenses that you don't need? Number three, you want to look at your spending habits and see what you can minimize, possibly do a no spend challenge. And number four, make sure that whatever expenses you get rid of, that you put that savings automatically to work for you. And then number five, you want to make the necessary changes to your budget so it reflects that. So that is it. I hope that you found this helpful. Next week, we're going to do a replay, as I mentioned earlier, and we're going to take it to a solo episode about no spend challenges and the things that you should consider so you can do a no spend challenge with the best strategy and get the most out of it. So I hope you enjoy this again. Let me know. Follow me on Instagram. If you're not already, give me some feedback. What did you like? What are you implementing? My Instagram account is HerDNettleMatters. So I hope to see you there as well so we can chat. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk again next Thursday. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Ciao.